From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 260 points after falling almost 300 points yesterday, after rising 420 points the day before. The gyrations were set off by the near bankruptcy of the investment firm Bear Stearns and the Federal Reserve's mediation of the company's sale to J.P. Morgan. A report released by Bear's economists yesterday blames the collapse of the 85-year-old investment bank on the Federal Reserve. It says the Fed played a big role in creating the housing bubble and then waited too long to react to the current problems. NPR's Jim Zeroli reports the reasons behind Bear's demise go well beyond that.
Even on ultra-competitive Wall Street, Bear Stearns stood out. Money wasn't just important, it was pretty much all that mattered. William Smith worked at Bear in the 90s.
There's definitely a very, very distinct culture at Bear. It's a place with a lot of sharp elbows. People want to get ahead there. They, you know, you're there to make money.
Bear Stearns was a place that gave people second chances. It took on those who had failed elsewhere. It didn't care if you had an MBA or went to an Ivy League school. Here's the firm's legendary chairman, Ace Greenberg, being interviewed by Charlie Rose.
But we certainly are not going to limit ourselves to hiring people with advanced degrees. We really want people with PhD degrees.
PhD is?
Poor, smart, and a deep desire to become rich.
If you succeeded at Bear Stearns, you were well rewarded. But for employees who didn't, it could be a brutal place. Dan Scotto was Bear's director of research. He remembers the firm's penny pinching.
The firm has these very strange rules. I mean, you must buy your own paper clips and rubber bands. Managing directors had to buy their own office furniture. Otherwise, you would end up with some, you know, World War II vintage green tin desk.
But there was no disputing Bear's success. It was the country's fifth biggest investment bank, regularly voted one of Wall Street's most admired firms. It was smart and cutting edge. When the mortgage boom got underway, Bear had its own subprime lending operation. It packaged and sold mortgage-backed bonds, and its hedge funds bought complex debt products backed by mortgages. But it didn't know when to stop. Structured finance expert Janet Tavakoli says Bear was more concentrated in mortgage investments than other firms, and it refused to acknowledge the risks in housing or hedge adequately against a downturn.
So it seemed to be a whole combination of self-delusion and foolishness that got Bear Stearns to this point.
When the mortgage downturn began last summer, two of Bear's hedge funds collapsed. For months, it was rumored to be in trouble. Last week, Bear ran out of cash to pay its investors and had to go to the Fed for help. What happened to the firm was karma, says William Smith. Alone among Wall Street firms, Bear refused to assist in the 1998 bailout of Long-Term Capital Management.
Bear Stearns operates on their own, and they don't believe in the greater good. They believe in Bear Stearns, and that's ultimately what brought them down. No one came out of the woodwork to help these guys. As a matter of fact, it was the exact opposite.
Now, with its losses mounting, Bear has been sold to J.P. Morgan Chase for just $2 a share, a tiny fraction of its former value. Some big shareholders have vowed to fight the deal, insisting it's worth a lot more. But Smith disagrees.
It's not worth more. It's worth zero. It's actually worth less than zero, and the $2 is symbolic, and they should be happy that they're getting that. And it's unfortunate because I work with a lot of the guys there. Their entire life savings was in Bear Stearns stock, and it's gone.
Smith believes the acquisition will ultimately go through, if only because the firm's only alternative is bankruptcy. And when it does, the storied investment bank will exist only as a part of the bigger and even more venerable J.P. Morgan Chase. Jim Zeroli, NPR News, New York.